Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. There's been lots of talk lately in the news about banks that are leaving Ireland and increasing mortgage rates are just the mortgage rates, boom, 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 up, up, up. So lots of people are changing their mortgage providers. To give us some advice on that and the positive spin, I'm delighted to have Solicitor Cora Sherlock on the line this morning. Cora, you're so great to have you here. Sorry, you there, Cora? Sorry. No, there you are, Cora. Sorry, I hit the wrong button and you weren't there at all. So you're very welcome to the show now. I mentioned, Cora, that there are situations where, you know, people are having to change their mortgages. It's on the news and people are a little up in arms. You know, when you watch the news, it's very stressful, actually, to watch the news. I don't advise watching the news, but banks are leaving the market. And how often should people be reviewing their mortgages? Like how, you know, people are kind of left hanging here. What advice would you give?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people will leave their mortgage in place because they're on a fixed-term interest rate, and obviously you can't change that, or it's generally quite difficult to do so. But I really do think this is a good time to start looking around, really shopping around, and talking to your bank if you are on a fixed-term rate, because there are things, like you say, things are moving in the market, banks are leaving, so it is a really good time to have a look and see if there's a better interest rate that you can get. One of the things that, there's one thing that does strike me is something that's come up quite recently is the whole idea of a green mortgage. And this is really where banks are starting to look at the climate change situation, and it is something that people can avail of. I would say it's like save the environment and save yourself some money at the same time. But basically what it means is that if you have done anything to your house, if you've made any changes that have improved it, have made it more energy efficient, well then you might be able to avail of this green mortgage, and it's a better interest rate. And there's quite a few of the banks doing that at the moment. AIB are doing it, Bank of Ireland, and basically it means that you there's a system in Ireland for energy efficiency called the Building Energy Rating.
The BER, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, the BER rate. So if you've done something to your house, maybe you've put better insulation in or solar panels, something that will get you a better BER rating, well, that's something that can make you applicable or qualify you for the green mortgage rate.
Yeah. I mean, I have to admit, you know, my own ignorance, because, you know, I'm married and I'm really a great partner. I just shove all that off onto my husband and say, you deal with the mortgage. I'll sign the paper. You deal with it, honey. You know, so I'm not really up to speed on what I probably should know about these things. Like, it gets overwhelming for people, doesn't it? I mean, that's how I feel. I just feel a little overwhelmed on this topic. Because it just always seems to be changing, and it's hard to stay on your best game. How do people stay on their best game and know when they can switch, how they should switch, what can they do?
Yeah, I think what you said at the start about the news, I think that's an important point. And I think people need to, I suppose it's a bit like the news with every topic, but particularly with this one, you have to keep abreast of the news but not get too maybe bogged down in the negative side of it, because you can hear very negative messages at the moment. And it's like everything, sometimes you're being given the worst case scenario. Switching a mortgage can be a very positive experience, obviously, financially, and you can improve the rate. Sometimes, you know, you can change to a new bank that's easier to deal with. So that's something that maybe people don't think about. The procedure itself is quite straightforward for somebody to be involved in. It is a situation where the bank will only deal with a solicitor, but it shouldn't be a sort of a nightmare transaction. It should go through fairly quickly and fairly smoothly. So what I would say to people is don't be too put off by that side of it. Sometimes people are, you know, they're kind of thinking, well, I leave that alone because I can't put my head to dealing with the paperwork side of it and all of that. So
yeah.
I think people should be aware that it's not an absolute nightmare. There are a couple of things that you can do to speed up the process.
That's good news.
So,
like you know, what can you do to speed up the process?
Well, I think, as in everything, knowledge is power, so and preparation is very important. When you do go into a solicitor's office, the first thing they're going to look for, they're obliged to look for by law, is photo identification and proof of your address. So that's just a very easy thing that you can have straight away when you go in. If you are switching mortgage, as much as you know about the current bank is a good idea. So if you have account numbers, you know, you have all your branch details together, even if there's somebody there that you're dealing with, that can all speed things along so that your solicitor can get in touch with the bank straight away and just know exactly how they want to get to your documents in there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would say is that if you're switching your mortgage, what really happens there is the bank, or your solicitor rather, will get in touch with your old bank, and what they need to do is transfer the documents over to your new provider, so to your new bank. And what they'll need to do in the middle there is they need to look at the documents and make any updates, upgrades, if you like. So one of the big things there is planning. So if you have carried out any extensions or any works to your house that needed planning permission, make sure that you have all of those planning documents, a copy of the planning permissions, because that will really speed things up as well.
Okay. So just practical things. That's good.
Yeah.
Just information. Yeah. So, and I also, you're a solicitor and you work in this area. You work with people also when they're buying homes, which is another big challenge these days. But there are a couple of schemes to be aware of that might help buyers. What are those, just real briefly?
Yeah, there's two really important schemes that are there to help. The first one is the Help to Buy scheme. And that is a situation where you can get a refund from the Revenue Commissioners, which is always very popular.
Yeah.
That's the Help to
that
Buy.
That sounds good.
Yes, exactly. And the other one then is the Local Authority Home Loan. And this is really to help single buyers who can't get enough finance from their bank because they don't have a second income.
Yeah.
And that's to help them. They can borrow there up to 90% of the purchase price. So that's a really good one.
That is good. I know a lot of people in that situation where, you know, it's very difficult for them.
Yeah, exactly. So those are two ones I would advise listeners to check out for and just you know, go and see if they apply. It's the Help to Buy scheme and the Local Authority Home Loan. And if you do get the home loan, you can still use the Help to Buy. So there's two different schemes that you can put together there and get to the point where you can get your keys, because that's what I'm very much into. Get the keys as quickly as possible.
Jingle the keys. Yay!
Exactly. Jingle the keys and start the decoration.
Yeah, that's such a great feeling. I remember 27 years ago getting the key, and it was just like, you feel like you're never going to get the key. And then the key comes, you're like, oh,
I know. Well, I always say to clients, and I actually keep saying it, when I'm talking to them at difficult points in the transaction, I keep saying, don't worry, you'll have your keys soon. You'll get your keys. Your keys are coming. They're coming.
They're
kind of like a finish line, and the keys are on the other side, you know.
Yeah, totally, completely. So that's really some great advice, Cora. And I know you have it all available on your website, too. Can you tell listeners where to find you if they want to get in touch?
Sure. So my website address is really straightforward. It's just www.corasherlocksolicitors.ie. All of my contact details are on there. My email is info@corasherlocksolicitors.ie. So you'll be able to get me there.
And you're on Facebook as well, I believe.
I'm on Facebook, that's right. I'm on Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn. Haven't ventured onto Twitter just yet.
Well connected,
Twitter is busy.
Yeah, Twitter's a busy place.
Busy.
I'm very interested to see what happens on Twitter these days. I'm kind of keeping my eyes on it.
I know. It's big changes coming.
Yeah.
So hopefully
positive
changes.
Hopefully. Yeah,
I'm very hopeful. Hope is good.
Hope is always good to have hope. Even dealing with your mortgage, dealing with your social media, whatever it is, hope is important. Sure. Thanks so much for coming on, Cora, and talking about these matters. You make them seem so easy and simple to understand. I appreciate that.
Not at all, Jackie. Delighted to come.
God bless. So, yeah, big thank you to Cora for coming on. CoraSherlockSolicitors.ie. She's on Facebook, Sherlock Solicitors. You can catch her at info@CoraSherlockSolicitors.ie as well. So great advice there.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at SpiritRadio.ie.